where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A recent drug bust in the city has turned up over $33,000 worth of fentanyl. This comes after city police searched a home on Wellington Street Tuesday night. Officers also seized over $2,000 in cash. A 32-year-old Sarnia resident is facing a couple of charges, including possession for the purpose of trafficking. Buildings near the band office at Omgenong First Nation will be closed again today as efforts continue to monitor elevated benzene levels. Staff who work in the affected area will work from home. In the meantime, community members are being advised to keep their windows closed and to avoid the baseball diamond and playground areas. Chief Chris Plain wants action to be taken with regards to the INEOS Styrolution facility on Tajmu Avenue, while the company says they're carefully reviewing the data and any concerns. You might have noticed a spike at the pumps this morning. Analysis had called for prices to jump 14 cents overnight. Some stations in Sarnia were listed at 178 this morning, while others were still just below 160. The increase is being attributed to the higher cost of summer blend gasoline, oil increases, and the carbon tax. There are now 8 candidates listed for the upcoming Lambton-Kent Middlesex by-election. The candidate nomination period ends this afternoon, so those who want to run for the vacant provincial seat have until 2 o'clock to file their paperwork. Voter information cards were sent out this week. If you don't get one, you can still vote, but your name may not be on the voters list. A theatrical tradition is back. Students from Great Lakes Secondary School will take to the stage over the next 3 nights for the popular Review. Director and drama teacher April Brander says this year's theme is back for more in 24.
It's been pointed out to us from some alumni that that's the name of the theme from the 1994 Review. And we figure after 30 years, we could recycle that title because we are definitely back for more again this year in 2024.
She says the doors will open at 7 and the performances kick off at 7:30 each night. Tickets will be available at the door for $12. Mainly cloudy with a chance of showers or drizzle this morning, windy with a high of 16. Tonight, partly cloudy, showers and a risk of a thunderstorm overnight, a low of 8. And tomorrow, showers ending in the morning, then clearing, windy with a high of 13. I'm Natalia Vega.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.